Not Fade Away by the Stones was one of the first singles I ever bought. And it was the first time I really got excited about rock and roll. I was only around 12 or 13, and there was just a raw excitement. And I thought, that's what I want to do.
That was the moment when you thought, I want to play music.
It was the day that I thought I would love to do that and earn my corn doing it.
Right. And before that, had you been sort of doing piano lessons, anything like that? Or?
I'd suffered the old piano lessons fate from the age of 7 or 8 because I could bang out a tune on the piano in our family's front room. And subsequently, I was sent to a rather old lady. We didn't really see eye to eye musically.
Right.
And I pretty soon gave that up in favour of the guitar.
Right.
And then started warbling soon after.
Yeah. Well, when did you first hear your voice coming through? When did you
I sang in a gang show when I was the age of 6, when I was a cub, and broke all the rules by being the only cub in the Boy Scouts gang show.
Oh, right. Of course it was Boy Scouts, not wolf cubs as they were at the time. So,
And I was perceived as being a little brat. For being the only cub in the production.
But you survived it. You survived.
I somehow came through it.
We'll hear more about that, the survival, that is, as the week goes on. But it's Dave Bartram of Shawaddy Waddy choosing Bob Seger this time, an old-time rock and roll.
Yeah, well, this song's quite close to my heart, actually, because it was the last song I ever sang with Shawaddy Waddy in December 2011. We used to come on and do this song as an encore, and obviously it was quite moving for me, but it's a great piece of rock and roll, and Bob Seger used to rip it out the way you should, and they're the kind of artists I've always admired.
Right. And you no longer are the voice of Shawaddy Waddy, but you're still involved.
Oh, yeah, I'm Mr. 10% now.
Right.
I took over the reins of management, sort of being blessed with a little bit of business acumen, way back in 1984, when there were too many people dipping into the pot.
Right.
And it actually worked out very, very well. So by now, I've sort of learnt a few tricks, and I'm still handling the boys. They're out doing their 40th anniversary tour this very year, and the dates are going very, very well.
But this was the one which was your swan song.
Yeah, this was my swan song.
Well, we'll try not to cry, but here's Bob Seger.